Welcome back to our third section of our cellular wisdom class in June 2020. And this is the last of our Sunday sessions for this part of the program. And we will continue with Tuesdays through June 30th. And that information gets emailed out to you. And we will talk about what we have up next after this, starting in July. Linda, where did you want to go from here at this point?
So where I want to start off this third section is it just gives me such great pleasure. We did the journey in the forest. Now we brought in Eleanor with the science base. And now I'm going to ask Sandy to give her beautiful perspective of what this work has done for her, because we want you to think, wait a minute, and we're going to actually ask you to write in the chat later something that you've gotten out of this, whether it's been the 9 months, for some of you the 2 years, for some of you only maybe this first time or two times. But Sandy has a perspective of what this work has done for her that I'm so honored to be able to have you present this, Sandy.
Thanks. So for me, over the last 30 years, I can look at like a whole trajectory of what T-Touch has been opening for me. And when I look back 30 years ago, I was so different. I was actually called myself atheist, and had just begun to kind of look at spirituality and what that might mean, but not really knowing or believing if there was something else larger than just here. And my horse, pictured right behind me, Ibis, that Linda mentioned before, is the horse, the animal that brought me to T-Touch. And in talking with Linda, I keep looking at the openings that continue to happen for me into the depth of myself, into connections with the animals, with nature, as well as with divine consciousness, with divine intelligence, with source, through this bridge of T-Touch. And in these last 2 years, while we've been doing the online T-Touch for You portions, it is like today's class is really what it has brought me into. It's like the discovery of the mindful pause as part of this bridge into divine consciousness, as that bridge. And as Eleanor was leading us today with these beautiful 1 1/4 circles all around our eyes and talking about vagal tone, I was really sinking into these touches. And so what I'd actually like to do is share with you, by leading you, what this means for me. And it's like bridging all of the pieces together, synthesizing all of the things that we've been doing together. If you remember in the forest, the feeling that you had, a lot of people said that they came into a place of peace or joy or even sadness or different aspects, states of being than you might have been when we started class. And when I was in the forest and I was talking with my lungs that came up not as bright, and it was like I was literally cradling my lung. It wasn't even the rest of my body wasn't even here. It was just cradling my lung. And with the lightest, tenderest of contact, just doing these ever so, it's like a cradling T-touch. It's barely even a touch. It's like a quarter of a pressure, not even a 0.5. And it just felt like the, you know, what I imagine, what I feel like, almost like a angelic presence through my hands. So it's, and when I go in, part of what helps me in that mindful pause, it's like I go 1 1/4 following the skin, following the tissue, and I pause, and it's my curiosity that brings me into like, what is that feeling of peace? What is that speaking to me? What am I hearing? And it's like I invoke and invite that opening into another state of consciousness than just how different it feels if you go on your skin and you say, I'm going to fix this, which I've done plenty of. I'm going to use these touches and I'm going to fix it. I'm going to help it. I'm going to disappear it. I'm going to make it feel better. I don't want to feel this pain anymore. Feel the energy that that holds. It's still effective. And then shift and go, what is this divine consciousness? What does that feel like inside as you go into a pause? And what I was noticing again, as I was going around my eyes, in that pause, I was feeling like pulsation and puffiness and different things. And I asked that question, and it's like I enter into the center of that spiral, and it takes me into a different realm. And in that pause, I could feel systems like resetting. It's what, Linda, you talked about that quote from Deepak Chopra about entering into the field of infinite possibilities. That's what it feels like to me. It's like a very different place. It's much larger in connection than me only in my physical body and the limitations that I feel in my physical body. And that's an endless place. That's an ongoing opening. Especially when I ask myself to quiet enough to ask those questions of what is it that's being said here? Being led by that curiosity, what could peace feel like in this place? What could love feel like in this place? And it opens that to come in and to enter into those states. And to me, that's like the precious, that's like the preciousness of what I feel like has been opening, continues to open for me. And that changes my relationship with myself as well as with other people, as well as with the animals and nature, and has opened me in ways that I couldn't even imagine 30 years ago. And into my heart. So that's what this is bringing to me continuously.
And that's such a beautiful journey, Sandy Rakowitz, from when you brought your, you came to the work for your horse all those years ago. And that we continue, each one of us who's in here, we continue to deepen this connection as we connect with this cellular intelligence, this wisdom that is, and have it science-based. You know, for me, it's the weaving of the science and the spirituality, which is the whole. And I'm so honored to be among all of you in this process. And I would very much appreciate if we would just take, like, let's say 3 minutes. And if you would put your name in the chat and just write in the chat, what comes to you, what you have been getting from this journey we've been on, exploring this T-Touch for self-help. Yes. And for this connection with our cellular wisdom. So let's, Sandy, we'll just give people 3 minutes. And you're all going to get this, by the way. This will be available to all of you.
Get this, meaning the recording?
The recording, yes. And what we failed to do in the beginning, sorry, is if you don't want your name used, like if you don't want to be quoted.
Just let us know.
Yeah, and we're really, otherwise, if you don't let us know, we're taking for granted, except we still will contact you, that this is okay to share.
So did you want people to journal right now, Linda?
No, I'd like to, right now, I would like to have them just an overview. What has this work brought to them?
Great, so Randall says, remember your perfection, potum. I'm not sure what potum means. Potential for ideas, rather than trying to fix something.
So maybe if we just wait a minute to read, okay. So we can give them a couple of minutes to write.
Okay.
Sandy, how do I get off private?
Click. On it, scroll all the way to the top.
You see everyone.
God, yeah. Just unclick it, just.
If you just click everyone. If you to get out of private, just scroll it up a little bit and you'll see where people are talking to each, the group, and it'll see everyone. Like it'll say Ruth Evans to everyone, Chanel Sucroft to everyone.
That, but how do I make that?
Yes, just click everyone right there. Do you see Chanel?
I see everyone. Oh, got it.
Perfect.
Thank you.
I'm getting chills reading all these.
Yeah.
We love you, Debbie.
Wow.
So, thank you so much. Could we just read a few of those? Marianne, is it possible that you could copy these? I tried to get to copy it and it didn't.
We will have a copy of these, Linda.
Yeah, but
it automatically prints a copy. Yeah.
But tomorrow, not now. That's, I was hoping.
Well, I could send it to you tonight.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Perfect.
You know, Linda.
Take care of it with your phone, Linda. And you'll have it right now.
How?
Use your phone and camera of the screen, of the chat part.
Yeah, I'd have to scroll all the way down and take it. That's okay. Well, thank you, Flo Randall.
Linda, can I be bold?
Nah, come on. You? Now, come on. We don't want people to really know you, right?
Well, just the science part, just to say, the Tellington T-Touch, the anti-Alzheimer's solution. Why? Because it's so clear. When I'm reading what people wrote here, this is giving the gift of the intuition, the sense of self, the reconnection to self and the ability to connect to others and the connecting that happens in here. I mean, literally, we're in the third hour and we have almost everybody still here. This interconnection is all a part of bringing blood flow into the whole brain, into the temporal lobes, and into the prefrontal cortex. And this all is because it quiets the amygdalas down and allows the hippocampus to do her job. I like to say she's a she. It to do her job, which is to create short-term memories. And from the short-term memories, allow us to then therefore create the long-term memories. And so all that we are doing is creating those such beautiful biological possibilities. Thank you, Linda.
Yes, and the fact is, we do know from much experience over the years that somebody... we've had so many say, and we just had one, I forget who it is, Sandy, the person from Holland, I think, or Belgium, where her mother, just by doing the circular touches on her, is able to connect. Now, there's much other in terms of diet, you know, and other stuff, but this is a way of connecting through that when someone doesn't know you. And we do have wonderful experience with that. And on that note, I would like to say, Eleanor recommended a series that's going on right now. It's called Awakening from Alzheimer's and Dementia. And it is a series of 12 days, I believe, with many different doctors. And it's really for all of us worth listening to because it's about the aging brain and it's brilliant, brilliant information, free for 24 hours. So we're listening in every day and I bought the digital, all of the package digitally. So all of this, Eleanor, that's a really important thing to say that all of that, if we take that and put it together and realize what we're doing, we're getting away from the emotional, the control of the sympathetic nervous system. No? that which is necessary for our survival, but not when it takes over. And having the possibility of activating the prefrontal brain and having choices and being present, as you said. So this is worth putting all together because it's invaluable. And I would like to do, because we filled out the other hours to take this time, and we know some of you, it's really late for you. So what I would like to do is talk, Sandy, a little bit about how we go forward. And then we're going to just briefly, then we'll do the closure. And then any of you who want to stay on, I'll be here with you, and you can have your own personal questions. Those, and then of course, you've got Tuesday for as long as you want. That is, many hours as you want. It's billed for 2 hours, but everyone has been 4 hours. So Sandy, could you talk about what we're planning? Because, you know, we've been going on for 2 years, and this is, we're just scratching the surface of having this opportunity to, as Deborah Hines said, having a trusting field of infinite possibilities to care for ourselves and to care about others with this support.
Yes. So we are going to continue. That's the good news. The wonder will continue. So we are going to do this in 4 month sections and try that out and see how that goes. So from July, we're going to start. The dates will be announced hopefully this week. We don't have those specific which Sundays, but it'll be once a month on Sundays. And basically, we are continuing our journey and discoveries with Telling Tinti Touch for You and Cellular Wisdom. So this is going to be the next level, the next range, the next leading edge discoveries in cell-to-cell communication with scientific validations, delving into the mysteries, continuing what we've been doing, diving deeper into this and with this universal consciousness through the bridge of Telling Tinti Touch for You. So you will continue to get it when you register for it, and I'll give you the links for that. For July through October, we'll have continue once a month with a supposedly 3-hour class that may be extended, and then an after the class segment after that. Linda deeply will continue her once a week Live with Linda Tuesday, deep dive discussions, addressing whatever it is that you need in a perhaps 2 hours, maybe more session. And you will continue to have total access to the Cellular Wisdom Library. And so with this class, that gives us 9 months previously of once a month classes. So that in and of itself is 27 hours of classes, plus the after the class Q&As, which gives an additional, I think, something like 18 hours of recordings or more. And then these May through the end of June, 5 Tuesdays of Live with Linda's, and that gives an additional 15 hours. So that's all in the library, plus of course the private Facebook group. So given the overall circumstances, we have put this into a much significantly lower price than we would normally be doing. And we have 2 payment options, and I'm going to put this information into the chat with a link if you'd like to register now. And so that is there you go.
And Sandy, what I'd like to offer, and we didn't discuss this, and you're going to think I'm crazy, but it's been so rich having these one-on-one connections that we're doing, that if somebody does sign up now, I'm going to, just making the appointments to Kirsten, give them an hour of my time at their privately for this journey. And you can do it for yourself or your animals in this case, because I know we have a lot of people there with your animals, but it's primarily for you. So I'm just going to throw that in because it's such a rich journey for me, learning how do we share this one-on-one. It's been amazing. I believe that it is more effective from what the results that I'm seeing than when we're in the classroom in terms of working on ourselves. I'm learning every moment.
Yeah, and when we look at 2 years ago when we started this journey, Linda Eleanor and I met in Hawaii at her home in February 2 years ago, and we had been talking prior to that about doing something like this, but we really just started to lay out the foundation of it. And with each class, we did a couple of preliminary classes online that spring, and we were really in the exploration phase of what is this. And we have been evolving as the work opens, and with every class and with every program, we continue opening to what is and within world circumstances, right? And our responses to what the needs are and how we can be of use and of service with T-Touch within that. And so it's, you know, even just in the last 2 years, what has come forward and opened is exciting and beautiful and wonderful. And so we look forward to continuing with you.
In this state, we have, we don't know what's happening. To have this opportunity, to have this self-help and be able to help our families, and for those of you who are therapists, of course, integrating it as we go. So we're continuing, for those of you who want, we're going to be continuing this journey. How do we get you so that we can approve you and put you out there, as a list, as a therapist for those of you who are already doing therapy. So it's a great opportunity. And what I'd like to do is just, should we take any questions about this or?
Probably if people have questions.
Let's just take a few about this.
In the chat or?
Then we'll close.
Or talk with, out loud.
Yeah, let's just bring them out so we, I know it's late for some. Any comments, any questions?
Questions, comments?
So what I would like to do then, we'll hold the questions for after, and I want to close with this. And this is, I'm going to read you one of the messages that I got that I just think is so perfectly appropriate in this time. This is from a book of messages that I received from nature over the years. These are voices of nature poems, and from the fairies, the trees, the stars, and the breeze. And I just opened this, and this is the one that wanted me to read to you. And this is called Mist Over the Hills. And I wrote it in sitting in the visioning stone in the fairy portal for All One Voice community in Byron Bay, Australia in 1992. To close my eyes on a day like this is to miss the beauty and the bliss. The magpies chortle, the flowers smile. It's really lovely to sit a while. Breathe in nature, feel the fairy dust as it drifts on the wind and permeates us, what we felt in our journey in the forest. Deep in our cells, the wisdom settles from bushes and flowers and even the nettles. They all have a story they're waiting to tell. You must listen closely. They surely don't yell. So breathe in the sunshine. Watch the mist o'er the hills. The glory of the gardens all give me such thrills. There's nothing so nourishing as our sweet Mother Earth. The trees and the fairies, the ants, dirt, and grass. When we feel one with nature, there's no more to ask. And so we close this ninth month. At this point, we still have two more Tuesdays at 11 California time, to which I'm looking very forward. And if you close this, and then we'll see you on the, I'm not going to take a break. For those of you who want to stay on, I'll just go right on into any other questions that you have personally. Yes. And get acquainted.
So this brings a completion to our 9 months of cellular wisdom. Please stay on for the after class section. And I hope that we will see you in the next, what are we calling it? The next evolution, of cellular wisdom. And we will certainly also be sending out emails about that. And it is in the chat for that information. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And stay on chat. Or stay on for the next section.